Florida County officials investigated for registering jail inmates to vote in 2020 election. By John Binder on June 2, 2021. Election officials in Alachua County, Florida, are being investigated by the Florida Department of Law Enforcement for allegedly registering to vote inmates at the county jail for the 2020 presidential election. This week, local media confirmed that officials at the Alachua County Supervisor of Elections Office are under investigation for alleged voter fraud. The report indicates that election officials allegedly registered inmates at the Alachua County Jail to vote in the 2020 election. Specifically, voting records for 18 inmates at the jail are being reviewed to see if Alachua County Supervisor of Elections Office illegally registered them to vote. A report by the Alachua Chronicle notes that the Ward Scott Files, a local podcast, first started investigating the issue earlier this year. The Ward Scott Files investigation found that of the 18 who voted from the jail, 10 had recent convictions before voting in the 2020 general election and were thus still serving their sentences at the time of the election, a clear violation of the law. 12 of the inmates who voted are now in state prison, and 4 are awaiting trial for battery, kidnapping, homicide, and murder. All 18 owe fines, fees, and/or restitution from cases that precede their registrations and/or ballots. Emphasis added. According to the information from the Ward Scott Files, the results of this investigation were formally presented to the Public Integrity and Elections Committee in Tallahassee, and the committee confirmed the validity of these facts as presented. The Ward Scott Files also presented the information to Brian Kramer, the state attorney for the 8th Judicial Circuit, on May 12, 2021. Kramer assigned the investigation to Alachua County Sheriff Clovis Watson, and Watson forwarded the investigation to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, FDLE, which has accepted the investigation. Emphasis added. A May 20 email from Kramer's office to the Ward Scott Files investigator Mark Glazer mentioned two investigations, one being the SIC, related to the registration and voting of inmates, the other being anything that may have been improper by an employee of the Supervisor of Elections Office. Kramer also said that FDLE investigations tend to be extremely thorough, but they take far longer to complete. That email chain also identified State Representative Chuck Clemens as a source of information regarding alleged voter fraud that would have occurred in the jail. Emphasis added. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.